Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you listen to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes, each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. As Donald Trump settles into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and your bureau chief, Ed Stocker, looks at the changes he might make at the White House.
It started as a bit of a joke. Long before anyone was taking his candidacy seriously, there was talk of how a hypothetical President Donald J. Trump might redecorate the White House. Given his brash style and love of unsubtle branding, the gag was that he was going to slap a great big eponymous logo onto the side of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But what started as a snigger among liberals has moved much closer to reality. Sure, rules and regulations state that he's not actually allowed to remodel the outside of the presidential mansion, but now that Friday has been and gone, and Trump has been sworn in as the 45th president of the USA, there is no doubt that he represents a huge change in style from Barack Obama. And not just politically, in terms of how the presidential office and home is going to look and feel. The transition of power is an awesome and daunting task. Not just the changeover of personnel, but the lightning-quick moving in and out of personal belongings that takes place during the inauguration. And then there's the subsequent redesigning of interiors, from the colours the walls will be painted to the pictures that hang on them. But let's pause for a moment before we get carried away. It's not as though Melania and the Donald can swoop into the Oval Office and start chopping and changing in the style of the dripping opulence of Versailles, which is pretty much what the over-the-top marble and gold leaf furnishings of Trump Tower in New York managed to convey, because there are plenty of protocols to be observed that prohibit too much alteration. The White House is a somber traditional place and one to be respected, something that Donald Trump has stated that he intends to acknowledge. But a new leader of the free world wants to make his mark, and that extends to aesthetics. The large living quarters, mostly on the second floor, are where the Trumps will have the most freedom. Although it's likely they will team up with a big-name interior designer to complete the job. If Trump goes with the flow of convention, then it will be Melania who has the most say. It's unlikely they'll have any desire to showcase a collection of world-renowned contemporary art borrowed from museums like the Obamas did. Living quarters aside, there is, however, less wriggle room. Certain parts of the White House, including the showpiece rooms, cannot be touched. And elsewhere, the Trumps will be able to change pictures and furniture, but they will have to replace them with other items from within the White House's vast, valuable collection. The Obamas famously had a playground for their then-young children constructed when they first moved, while Michelle has promoted healthy food through an expansive White House vegetable garden. One thing seems like a given. It's unlikely that Donald Trump, an avowed fan of fast food, will have much interest in getting his hands dirty nurturing carrots. He'll be far too busy making America great again, after all.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.